This is a Meet the Composer bonus track.
Hi, I'm Nadia Sirota from Q2 Music's Meet the Composer, a show that mines the brains of today's most brilliant, colorful composers. You're about to hear an excerpt of a performance and an interview from our Meet the Composer launch party, which was webcast live from the Jerome L. Green Performance Space. You can subscribe to the Meet the Composer podcast on iTunes or download and share it at q2music.org.
And so it began. So thank you, Frank Zappa.
Thank you. So that was just a little taste of our new podcast called Meet the Composer on Q2 Music. I'm Nadia Sirota from Q2 Music. Through these hour-long portraits, we'll take listeners into the minds and creative processes of some of today's most innovative and compelling composers. I am so, so proud of this project, and we've been working on it in some way or another for about 2 years. So today is really a celebration. We're live in the Jerome L. Green Performance Space celebrating the launch of this new series. So we'll hear a little bit more of these shows later, but let's get down to business. Tonight we'll meet all five composers of the inaugural season, and we're going to start our celebration this evening with music by Irish composer Donica Dennehy, live in the Green Space. So this is a piano trio called Bulb, and we'll hear it performed by pianist Vicky Chow, Ashley Bathgate on cello, and violinist Todd Reynolds. Thank you.
Thank you.
music by composer Donica Dennehy. The work is called Bulb. Our trio features Vicky Chow on piano, Ashley Bathgate on cello, and violinist Todd Reynolds. Composer Donica Dennehy's music has been called magnificently energetic by the New York Times. Dennehy has received commissions from a laundry list of folks, including soprano Dawn Upshaw, the Kronos Quartet, Alarm Will Sound, and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, among many, many other organizations. He's also the co-founder of the Crash Ensemble, a Dublin-based new music group, and he's actually in Dublin right now, so via the magic of the internet, we are going to talk to him via Skype, I hope. Hello, Donica.
Hello.
So, Donica, I don't think you can see me, but I can see you. So just pretending that you're look right into my eyes right now. Just okay, picture me.
Yeah, I saw you waving earlier.
I know, I snuck a wave. So so this piece, Bulb, to me, it's a very traditional chamber ensemble. It's a piano trio. I can't think of anything sort of more traditional than a piano trio. But when I listen to this piece, it definitely sounds at least like there are more than three people playing, if not like there is some kind of electronic transformation happening. Did you do that on purpose, and how did you do it?
Yeah, it's entirely acoustic, actually. And so I do think when you approach the piano trio, it's probably the most classical of formats in a way. I mean, there's some great piano trios written. And I thought, I'm going to forget about all this stuff that's written for piano trio as if it's some sort of like afternoon concert on the pier with tea and scones. And I'm just going to write for it as if it's this massive sonic machine, as it were, which is the strangest way of approaching a piano trio, I realize. And the reason that it sounds like it's electronically modified and there's nothing, no modification at all, is that it's all based on a kind of pulsating overtone series based on a fundamental G. And the way that that combines in different places produces these kind of amazing, sonic interactions, that new kind of buzzing textures. And that in a way means that the instruments kind of filter each other. That's the sort of approach I took anyway.
So you picked pitches very specifically to get that effect of weird, almost electronic timbral interaction.
Cool. And I played around it, and I worked with this piano trio and then modified some things based on which, but I had all these kind of roots through the overtone series that I was working on. Yeah.
So that actually leads me to my second question. I know you run the Crash Ensemble. Do you use the members of your group in your compositional process, or do you sort of write by yourself and then sort of bring it to your friends and say, here, make this happen on stage?
No, I use and misuse them for sure. And I often phone them up and check things out and then record things that I'm writing. And then, just to make sure, for example, in this piece that I wrote called Grog Spos for Crash Ensemble and Irlo Linard, there are these kind of gymnastic patterns of overtone, of natural harmonics. And I really had to try that out on players. And so, you know, I often worked with Kate Ellis, the cellist, and recorded her and then figured out what worked the best. So, I mean, I've been very lucky in that regard to have that kind of feedback loop.
So you just, congratulations, you just got a big fancy job at Princeton.
Yeah.
Are you excited, apprehensive about moving to the States full time?
No, I'm very excited, actually. I'll be moving in a few weeks. So had it been a few weeks later, we could have done this in person, not in Skype. But I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for staying up. I think it's kind of late there. Late-ish. Late enough, anyway.
Yeah, it is late, but it's fun to do it for you, Nadia, for sure.
So we're sad you can't stay and have a drink afterwards, but let's have a round of applause again for Donica Dennehy. Thanks for listening. For episodes, bonus tracks, and more, go to q2music.org/meetthecomposer or subscribe to our podcast, Meet the Composer, on iTunes.